Six, five, four, three, two, one, begin transmission.
I will have a baby, Kevin. I'll have a test tube baby.
Yeah. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to start another very exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, okay, so what are we doing? What's happening? Let's start off with cat news. My cat is sitting here. Say hi on the radio, Stinky. Cat says nothing. The cat is sitting in the kitty business pit, making up a big batch of kitty business biscuits. Trying to knead my ankles into exsanguination. That's not going to happen. Why? Because my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm drinking tea. This is the first tea I've had all day. Oh, it's good. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm drinking that hilariously named high-class green tea once again today. It is very good. I'm into it. I'm going to be drinking a lot more of it. Oh, I'm up a little bit late today. As opposed to... Wait, what was yesterday? My sleep schedule is now getting messed up because my drug schedule is getting messed up. Because I'm starting to feel better, I'm starting to... forget to take medicines at the right time. And I'm also doing things like, here's a good example. Last night, I was supposed to take two medications at 3 a.m., which was right about when I wanted to go to bed anyway. And then my next dose of acetaminophen wasn't until 5 a.m. Well, I'm not going to stay up till 5 a.m. because I'm already tired at 3 a.m. I take the meds, I go to sleep, and I actually sleep through taking the Tylenol. So then I wake up 4 hours later, or it's weird. But today it was stupid because I actually did wake up at 5 a.m. because it hurt. And so I took the pills then, and then, yeah, it's just confusing. And then I went back to sleep, and then I slept for basically the entire dose of Tylenol, almost 6 hours. So I took some more, and now that I'm thinking about it, I need to actually make note of this, because I forgot. So first, I need to erase the markings on my hand, because I'm writing this on my hand. And then I take my trusty ballpoint pen, my trusty official Adelaide Crows ballpoint pen. And let me do the math. Okay, so we gotta take the next acetamin at 5. We take all the other ones at 7. And then, we take this one at bedtime. So, okay, we're good. Oh, Pippa has gotten up. Pippa says, why did you stop petting me?
Because you're a baby.
No, you don't have to go play with the pen. I just had to make some notes. I just had to write some notes down. All right, is the cat going to sit back down? Well, now she's licking the other blanket. She's licking the green blanket. I don't know what the deal is with these blankets. I have two of these microfiber style blankets. And these are basically the cat blankets.
Because kitties like them.
And now my cat's licking this one. This is just what goes on around here. Okay, so because I got up late and I slept through drugs, I'm all sore and weird now because... Well, just because. And now I'm kind of just waiting for the drugs to kick in. And I'm trying to remember the weird thing that happened yesterday or last night that I was going to tell you about, but now I can't remember what it was. So... I just don't know. So while my cat is repositioning herself, I'm going to reach behind me, because I can kind of do that now. I'm going to pour some more tea. And what is today? Today is Monday. Today is the first day of me waiting for another doctor. This is what, the third or fourth one in this particular rotation? Waiting for another doctor to call me so I can set up an appointment with that doctor to have that doctor inject a bunch of cortisone directly into my spine, because apparently that's what needs to happen. My cat has wandered off. What are you doing over there, Bingins? Oh, good tea though. So I hope that doctor calls today. Because there's nothing I enjoy more than having somebody shove a needle into my spine. That can't be dangerous, no. Oh, I'm sure everything will be fine. Alright, since the cat moved, I'm going to reposition myself. Oh, it's not too bad when I'm just sort of sitting here. Reclining here. I'm not really sitting down. But once all the drugs kick in and I sort of stay in this position, I'm kind of okay. As long as I don't have to move. Oh, and the cat came back. Hi, do you want me to sit back up? You want to do more kitty business? Oh god, now I gotta sit back up. Okay.
Get in the kitty pit, Dingins.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Yeah, hi. You're a good kitty. I don't know about you, but I am just waiting for heron season to start. Oh, the other day, I think I mentioned this. Was that yesterday or the day before? I actually drove by the heronry. Didn't see any herons, but they're gonna show up real soon. That means we're gonna start seeing deer and stuff soon. We gotta get my back fixed. Just so we can go out and look for herons. Right, Dingins? Because we like herons. We know where all the herons live. Yes, we know where all the herons live. And some of them live in the Autonomous Commie Republic.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
But I simply can't let you resynthesize Gary. He's the most wanted criminal in all of Synthos.
What?
His experimental jam sessions nearly destroyed this world. And your association with them makes you all criminals as well.
What's gonna happen to us?
Oh, the same thing we do with all discordants. You'll be shot into our sun, the Synth Star. Ciao, baby.
Hey!
Large turnout for our execution. Yes, quite.
10 seconds to launch.
Don't bother. There's no way you're punching through that futuristic material.
I believe you Terrans call it tempered glass.
Glass? Guys, your patch from the garage!
10, 9, 8,
7, 6,
five, dig that crazy sound.
3, 2,
you That's
Gareth Synthesizer.
Yeah, you guys know him?
He's the rightful king of Synthos.
What? He's not a criminal?
No. After Gareth's disappearance 200 years ago, David seized the throne. Before long, he completely outlawed anything challenging. We've long awaited the return of Gareth, and his forward-thinking taste in music.
The patch! That's exactly what we need!
Now you know the truth. I won't let you resynthesize Gareth.
You guys work on Gary's patch.
Guys, we need to copy the hologram. We almost got it.
Try the ring modulator.
The what?
The round one with the knobby thing on it. Jam session's over, boys.
Skips! Rigby, the low pass filter!
No!
It's him.
It's the return of Gary. Gary, we missed you. And your forward-thinking taste in music.
Rigby, the low-pass filter.
Oh my God, that's so funny to me. Quick, somebody taxi. Call a taxi.
Where to, Gov?
Airport.
Holiday!
No, I need the finest girl in Jamaica. No!
Get in! Sit in the back! I know a shortcut! Hold tight!
Dally down at the nightclub. Come here, we got bosses. Bosses!
What am I doing here? Watching the girls go by, spending money on I'm a
Oh, look at that.
Uncle Grandfather. Ow.
Dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hiya.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
Look at that, Brenda. Oh. Right, so I need some more tea. That's the first thing on the agenda. Oh, it looks so good. I do love drinking tea. Oh, yeah. That's so good. Yeah. I like drinking tea. I think you knew that already, though, didn't you? Yeah. Yeah. I also like synth. So, let's do some synth. I got synth, I got drums. Clap, 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 clap. What are we doing with synth and drums today? Well, last night I was sort of messing around. I had an idea, and I was messing with this little sequence. It's kind of dumb, but here it is. Very interesting. I was kind of messing around, seeing if I could trick the filter or the envelope generator, because, well, if it's already open, it won't fire again, but you can trick it into doing so if you're so inclined. I'm not so inclined, although I sort of was. Although, if we were going to run that through the Bates synth effects patch, that might be fun, but that's not what I really wanted to mess with. If we think back to a couple nights ago during the synth battle, during synth battle royale right here on Anon Radio, I pulled a little thing where I took a gate sequencer and I started feeding gates into Florian. And that's what we're going to do right now. I want to do this, and let's bring up the drums, though. Is everything in here? Yeah, we're all here, and, you know, we got some effects, too, so it sounds like this. Fancy. Very fancy. So, what am I doing? First of all, we gotta plug this power in. We gotta get some delicious, yummy power. And we need some clock. And where are we gonna take clock from? We're gonna plug this clock thingy. Now I'm having troubles with the cables because I'm doing this one-handed. Okay, here we go. Clock. And now let's put the gate into the filter cutoff. And I have gates on the eighth notes. Yes. And on the first eighth is... And I'm trying to remember how I did this. The first gate... Yeah, the odd-numbered gates are back-end gates. The even-numbered gates are front-end gates. And when I say front and back, I mean phase. We got 90 degree phase and then regular gates. And so that makes it sound like this. Pretty exciting. I like it. And I'm going to mess with those. I'm going to mess with that some more, but not right now. Because we got to try some other stuff first. One of the things I want to do, well, we'll get into that later. We got to turn on our effects. We need effects for drums. Okay, so. Yeah. And we need effects for synths. Yeah. Okay, let's see what it does. Wait a minute. Is that synced up? Let's resync everything. Okay, now let's try it. Thank you.
some pretty serious bleeping and blooping. Look who came back to visit me. Oh, it's Pippa. Hiya, Pippa. Hi. Yeah, Pippa sees me playing with a bunch of synths, and she says, oh, I want to play with some synths, too. And now she's looking very suspiciously at some cables. These are not delicious. No, they taste bad for kitties.
You don't want to eat them. They're not yummy.
Alright, so does this mean I'm going to be chasing my cat away from synth cables for the rest of the day?
Probably.
What's this cat doing? Trying to act slick. Yeah, you don't get to play that. Don't play with that, no. Yeah, okay, now she's walking away. Somebody was trying to be a bad baby. But no, we do not allow bad babies. But we do allow more tea drinking. Because I need tea. So what am I going to do? What am I going to do with all this synth stuff? Hell if I know. Maybe just let it run. Oh well. Anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. Tune in tomorrow. Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe we'll go look for herons. Maybe it'll be warm. Maybe we'll play with a synth. Maybe we'll watch football. I don't know. I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.